reach for the speed, reach for the whistle, go where the rail may run. Reach for the words, reach for the story, follow the rainbow sun. To a shining time station, where dreams can come true, waiting there for you.
Well, thanks for the help on this model, Mr. C. Without your help, I never would have got to those tiny little bolts inside there.
My pleasure, Billy. I got the whistle working. Listen.
Oh, it's beautiful!
The New York Central Hudson. Boy, they don't make them like that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Billy, were all the engines alike in the old days?
Nope. Some of them might look alike, but each one of these engines were as different as the people that made them. That's what I like about those old engines. Even the ones built in the same shop were different. I mean, the smoke boxes might be a little higher, you know, or a little shorter than the others. Steam pipes are slightly different angles. But you know the one way to tell one engine from another? The sound of the whistle. No two whistles are exactly the same pitch. Each one has a slightly different sound. Sort of like people, isn't it? I mean, we all are just slightly different from one another.
I've been working on something, too. I made a frame for this picture as a favor to Mr. King.
Ooh, that's a pretty familiar face.
I recognize it. I know who it is, but the name escapes me.
It's you, Mr. Conductor. I mean, you're double.
Don't remind me.
Oh, that was some adventure.
That double was trouble, all right.
We should have never played with your magic sparkle dust, Mr. Conductor.
Hey, let's sprinkle it on Mr. Conductor's picture. That way I'll look even more like him.
Yeah.
There. Wow. Hello, Mr. Conductor.
Come on, let's clean up for the inspection.
Yeah.
As Mr. Conductor's double, I think it's time to start some trouble. Everyone thinks he's nice and kind, but I'll be mean and change their mind. Then he'll leave and I can stay, and nobody here can get in my way.
Who would have thought the picture would come to life?
Boy, it sure made a mess of things, didn't it?
Yikes! Ow!
Oh, what happened?
I walked into Billy's workshop and a ton of paper fell on him.
Good thing you outsmarted him.
I never outsmarted myself before. I never knew I was that smart.
That cutout fits my outline perfectly.
It won't fit yours.
Will do.
Will not.
Will do.
Be my guest.
You see that I'm you, then you'll know that it's true.
Gotcha.
Reminds me, Mr. King is coming over later to pick up his picture, and Kara and I have some unfinished business to take care of. See you later.
Careful with that picture of what's his name.
What unfinished business, Stacy? Didn't I do a good job?
Oh, Kara, you did a wonderful job, but look at this mess you forgot to clean up.
Well, can't I clean it later?
It's already later, Kara. Mr. King is going to be here very soon.
Who's the candy for?
Oh, I got it for Mr. King. I thought he'd like it when he got here.
Can I have some now?
Well, you clean up that mess, and we'll talk about it later.
I don't know why I have to do all the work around here. It's not fair.
Hey, you missed one. Oh. Looks like you missed a lot of them.
Well, now I have to do it all over again.
Ah, cleanliness. It is really next to schemeliness. And one can't be too clean, and one can't be too much like schemer. And I'm certainly doing my part to keep Shining Time Station clean, which is more than I can say for some people around here. Here you go. Missed another one.
Oh, that's Schemer. He thinks he's so funny.
It is funny, now that you mention it.
I don't think so, Mr. Conductor. Not one bit.
Oh? Well, just give a listen. Sounds funny to me. Doesn't it sound funny to you?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Schemer. He was making fun of the mess I made.
Oh, I see. Well, once it's clean, he'll stop.
I have an idea. Why don't you help me clean the mess with your magic?
I'd be glad to.
Oh, thank you!
If only Stacy asked me to, but she didn't. She asked you.
I know, but...
Stacy knows what's best.
She doesn't know what's best, not always.
This time, I think she does. Definitely out of tune. I must get it fixed. If I hurry, I'll be able to catch Miss Early Bird before breakfast. She's a robin, you know, and they get up early. She's the best whistle tuner in the business, and she's cheap. Get it? Cheap?
But Mr. Conductor...
My whistle will soon be good as new.
Yes!
Ah, it's good to be free. Thank you, dear child. Now I can continue to do things quite wild.
You have to promise to help me, or I'll tell on you.
Tell on me, oh fi, oh fee. What do you want, one wish or three?
I just want you to clean the mess I made. Then you have to go back inside the picture.
Clean your mess? Is that what you ask? And then return right after the task? What's in it for me? Might I ask if I may? If I do help you, won't you let me play?
No, you have to go back.
If that's what you wish, I'll do it, my dear. But first you should see if the coast it is clear.
Okay, now don't go away.
Go away? Don't you fear. I like it, I do. I like it right here. Now that I'm out, I'm staying this way. They won't trick me again. I'm here to stay. The trouble I'll cause, trouble galore. And then when I'm done, I'll make even more. The first thing I'll do is empty this place. Then, Mr. Conductor, we meet face to face. I'll force you to lie down, and that picture I will. I'll use tricks and magic, and your role I will fill.
It's all clear. Thank you. Now you have to go back inside the picture.
Oh, there's plenty of time. Please let me stay. Just a little while longer. I have one trick to play.
No, not a trick. You promised.
Oh, Schemer, that cad. He teased you, I know. Get rid of him now. Don't you want him to go?
I do, but...
Distract him, okay, while I send him away.
Well, just this once, and then you have to go back.
Oh, good work. Almost as good as me. It is now nickel counting time. I love my nickels, and they love me, .. etc. indefinitely.
Schemer, I'm glad you're here.
No, thank you. I do not need any help counting my nickels.
No, it's not that. I just thought I saw a bat up on the ceiling.
A baseball bat on the ceiling? Yeah.
Not a baseball bat, a flying bat.
A flying bat?
Yeah, you see? Right there. That shape.
Yeah. Oh, I shouldn't have let my mommy borrow my umbrella. I don't like bats. Where'd it go?
It's right over there. Oh, yeah, didn't it just move?
If you want some nickels for fun, then I'll give him a giant one.
Hey, what's that sound? Ooh, I thought bats were supposed to make some kind of squeaky kind of sound. Well, it's definitely not a bat sound. Holy bat noise, what was that?
Schemer, watch out!
That's a monster nickel!
What fun! Did you see him run?
Did you see what I saw?
I don't know. Dex, did you see what he saw?
I didn't see nothing, Rex. I heard something, though.
Sounded like thunder to me.
A giant nickel. And I want it. I want it! Yahoo! Prepare the elevator!
Oh, Tito's finally gone and done it, boys. Flipped his lid.
It's the king of all nickels, and I want it!
Candy is dandy, but never to eat. Candy is dandy for smashing with feet.
Hey,
Mr. Double! Mr. Conductor Stubble! Where is he? Oh, you have to go back now. You promised.
I won't go back. Not this time. A broken promise is not a crime.
Well, then I'll tell on you.
Tell. Go ahead. They'll just get angry and send you to bed.
You're terrible.
Thank you. I know. I'm a terrible pest. Wait till you see what I do to the rest. Ho, ho, hee, hee. You set me free. Now I'm taking over. Wait and see.
Kara, this is wonderful. I have never seen the station this clean. Come on. Let's go have some candy, huh?
I think I'll have just one.
Oh, help yourself. Oh, my goodness, they're all smashed. Doesn't that take the cake? Luckily, I kept the bill. Here, let's have one from the other box. Here you go.
Yeah! This isn't chocolate, it's cream spinach.
Oh, who could have done this? Did you see Schemer around the chocolates today?
Stacy, you know that picture of Mr. Conductor's double?
Yes, well, it's fine right where it is. Here, listen, you take both these boxes back to Mr. Winslow's store, and you tell him we want two fresh boxes, and you just check them first, okay?
But the double, he's making trouble.
Yes, it'll be double trouble if Mr. Winslow doesn't exchange both boxes, and if he doesn't, you tell him to call me. What kind of business is he running? Cream spinach and smashed chocolates. Oh, my goodness.
Hello, Shining Time Station. Stacy Jones speaking.
Oh, yes, Mr. King. Could you say that again, Mr. King?
Leaky Park is leaking. It's from there that I'm speaking. You and Billy, come. Faster than fast. Hurry. Hurry, or this station won't last.
Yes, Mr. King, that's what I thought you said. We'll be right over. I wonder why Mr. King is rhyming all his words. Oh, I hope he's not taking another songwriting course again. Billy! Billy!
Hello.
Yeah, we have to catch the next train to Leaky Park. Don't worry about this. We'll clean it up later. Leaky Park.
Ah, hooray! That's all of them away. Now, Mr. Conductor, my dear charming double, you're in for some very terrible trouble. When I trap you in there, you'll be gone in thin air.
Ha-ha! No, Meister Nickel is going to drive me from my arcade! All right, Meister Nickel, I know you're here. I know why you come to destroy me as well. To destroy me so you can rescue your little nickel buddies from the arcade. Well, it won't work. I want you to come out with your heads up. You are doing battle now with Sir Schemalot.
Curses and drat. I'd not planned on that. I'll fix that buffoon. I'll play a sad tune. Play me a song with a sob and a sigh, so Schemer will sniffle and blubber and cry.
I'm feeling kind of blue.
Oh, I hate to see a grown man cry, Ted.
Oh, then we best sing something quick, Rex.
Yeah. Not quick. Sad. Oh, I'm in the mood for it, too.
The pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the flowers are dying. Tis you must go and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's high.
tut tut. Schemer's armor's rust and shut.
Billy, Stacy, I've got the candy.
Where is everybody?
Oh, foo and fie, my plan's gone awry. I'd better scrammeroo while I think what to do.
Mr. Conductor, where are you?
Oh, this is truly terrible.
Mr. Conductor, is that really you?
Of course it's me. I'm still trying to get my whistle fixed. Listen.
Oh, Mr. Conductor, I'm so happy to see you.
And I'm always happy to see you.
Something terrible's happened.
Has it happened to you?
Well, it's happened to a friend of mine. She was supposed to do something for somebody, but she didn't.
Oh, I think I see.
And instead, she asked somebody she wasn't supposed to ask to help her. But he made everything worse.
That sounds like Bill and Ben.
Bill and Ben?
They're twins, you know.
Twins? I didn't say anything about twins, did I?
No, I did. I wanted to tell you what happened to them.
One morning, Bill and Ben were busy at the quarry, pushing and pulling cars filled with clay into their proper places. The twins are cheeky and love playing tricks, but they were growing restless.
Listen, Bill, said Ben. Can you hear something?
What sort of something? Asked Bill.
Something different, replied Ben.
I can't hear anything different, said Bill.
Exactly, huffed Ben. Everything is the same. Sounds the same, looks the same. What we need is a surprise.
Surprise what? Asked Bill.
Before Ben could answer, the quarrymaster arrived. I have just received a message from Sir Topham Hatt. He wants you to go to the station at the harbor.
I wonder what we've done wrong this time, said Bill anxiously.
It must be you, replied Ben.
Why me? Exclaimed Bill. I've not done anything.
Edward is taking the children on a special trip today. I want you to go to the station and look after cars there.
We'll do our best, sir, said the twins.
Gordon spoke severely to them.
You must behave here. You're on the main line now.
Actually, Gordon, giggled Ben, when we saw you, we thought this was the scrapyard.
Gordon was cross.
Just make sure that my coaches are ready for my evening train. And he fumed away.
The twins laughed and set to work.
This is easy, they said to each other. We know all about cars.
But I'm afraid they didn't.
No need for that, shouted the cars as the twins pushed them into place. We'll show you around. We want to help.
Thank you very much, said Bill and Ben.
The cars giggled and began their tricks. Evening came. The yard was in a dreadful muddle. The twins had let the cars tell them where to put things. Gordon and the passengers waited impatiently outside the station while Bill and Ben tried to sort things out. But by the time Gordon was able to leave, it was very late indeed. Next day, the twins were working at the quarry again.
That's a strange noise, gasped Bill. I've never heard a noise like that before.
I have, whispered his driver nervously. It sounds like a rock slide to me.
Then came the alarm.
Danger! Clear the quarry! Shouted the quarry master.
Workmen scrambled into the cars.
Thank goodness we're here, said the twins.
They were just puffing out of the quarry when...
Help! Wait for me!
A workman had been left behind. Ben waited as the man climbed quickly aboard. The twins left the quarry just in time. Everyone was safe, but rubble lay all around. "Oh, dear," said Bill. "This wasn't our fault. I hope Sir Topham Hatt will understand." And indeed, he did. Next day, he arrived with Edward.
"Bill and Ben, you still have a lot to learn about cars, don't you? But you acted quickly and bravely in an emergency. So three cheers for Bill and Ben, our heroes. Hip, hip, hooray! Hooray! Hooray!"
"Oh, thank you, sir," said Bill. "Being called heroes, well, it's a really nice surprise," laughed Ben.
So you see, everyone was angry with Bill and Ben because they were careless and made a mistake. But they weren't careless when it really mattered. They were brave, which goes to show that things aren't always as terrible as you might think.
"But this is truly terrible, Mr. Conductor."
"You mean about your friend?"
"She's not my friend. Mr. Conductor, I have a confession to make. That friend I was telling you about is really me."
"Your friend is you?"
"Yes, and I used your magic sparkle dust to free your double."
"I see. So that's somebody who did what you were supposed to do and made everything worse is my double?"
"Yes, I'm sorry."
"Then I wonder where he could be."
"I don't know."
"Now I've got you, my cheerful twin. It's you or me, and I shall win." "Stick him quick, he'll get away."
"Wait, I'm me, he's not."
"Stick him with that gluey pot."
"Oh, which one of you is Mr. Conductor?"
"Me." "Me."
"Your whistle."
"My whistle? My whistle." "Yes. Thank you, Kara. If you hadn't recognized my whistle, we'd have never gotten out of this mess."
"I tell you, Miss Jones, I did not make that phone call. Huh? Leaky Park has been leak-free for several days now."
"Oh, but it sounded just like you, sir."
"Well, it wasn't me. It must have been an imposter. Now, I've wasted enough time today. Where's my picture?"
"Ah, Mr. Jamie King, Esquire. Exalted head."
"Schemer? Is that you in there?"
"Ah, Mr. Jamie King, you no doubt have come to help me, Sir Schemelot, do battle with the monster Nickel.
Miss Jones?"
"Yes, sir."
"Mr. Two Feathers, has Schemer been under a lot of stress lately?" "Mr. Two Feathers."
No, J.B. He was fine this morning. Fine."
"Yeah, but he wasn't dressed like that this morning." "Boy, what an outfit."
"Boy, oh, boy. 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 Danny boy. Oh, it's a sad song. I'm going to start crying again. I'm going to go home to see my mommy before I rust up again."
"There are times when I feel like closing this station."
"Oh, don't worry, Mr. King. Everything's back to normal now. Schemer just thought he saw a monster Nickel."
"A monster Nickel?"
"J.B., I don't want to be the one to break it to you, but Schemer thinks that his arcade is haunted."
"Haunted?"
"Haunted.
Haunted? That's impossible. There are no ghosts in any of my stations."
"No."
"Oh, yes, no. But you know Schemer, Mr. King. He's afraid of his own shadow. Yeah, he's just trying to protect us from these monster Nickels. Not that there are any."
"No. Well, you know, I'm all for staff loyalty, Miss Jones, but I think he needs a good talking to."
"Leave it to me, sir."
"Fine. Good.
I just hope he doesn't get too near any magnets with that metal suit of his.
Ooh.
Well, I must be off. Where is my picture?
I'll get it.
Hello, my little friend. Excellent framing, Kara.
Thank you, Mr. King.
Yes. Now, where shall I hang you? In the den? No. The living room. That's where you belong.
Did you get your whistle fixed, Mr. C?
It's as good as new, Billy.
So why was Mrs. Earlybird late?
Oh, I didn't ask. Maybe she got stuck in traffic. How's the engine?
Well, not much damage.
There'd have been much more if Kara hadn't stopped me. Him.
It was all my fault.
Oh, well, we all make mistakes, Kara. But we can learn from our mistakes and become better people.
Well, I learned one thing for sure. Mr. Conductor's twin is nothing but trouble.
I'd second that. And I'd say he's double trouble.
Reach for the speed, reach for the whistle, go where the rail may run. Reach for the words, reach for the story, follow the rainbow sun. To a shining time station, where dreams can come true, waiting there for you. So much to see, so far to travel, so much to learn to know. Friends by your side, hopes to hold on to, who knows how far you'll go. To a shining time station,